This is 7AD. EcoFest returns to, well, actually, it's a new venue. I was going to say Ulverston, but it's actually at Camp Clayton near Ulverston this Saturday. To tell us all about it, Cassie Smith. Hello.
G'day. How you going, Darren?
All right. Firstly, why the change of venue? Because normally you're down at the wharf there at Ulvie, right?
That's right. Yes, we've been at the wharf the last 4 or 5 years, but we've actually outgrown the venue. So this year we've doubled in size, so we had to hastily look for another venue, and Camp Clayton is the perfect spot.
All right. So EcoFest is fairly self-explanatory, and for people who've been before know all about it. But for someone who's never been before, what sort of things go on? What can we check out?
Okay. It's one of those things that starts a lot of conversation. So we have a lot of wonderful exhibitors that all promote sustainable living. So whether that be from the aspect of buying from a local artisan or a food producer to reduce your food miles, to looking at energy efficient products, or even looking at repairing goods rather than replacing and buying new. So there's lots of different aspects to sustainable living, and we like to tackle many of them each year.
Yeah. All right, so your theme is community resilience. Together we do make a difference. Nice and positive.
Yes, there's been a lot of negatives in the last couple of years, so we're looking at bringing some positivity back into people's lives. So this is one of the first festivals where we have come back, and a lot of the community have got involved, whether it be from helping with our art project on the roadside to showcasing what they are doing in the community now to bring it all together and not necessarily wait for the government to make a decision and do something for us, but we can band together and do it ourselves.
So EcoFest is put on by the Northwest Environment Centre. Now, you guys are at Penguin, aren't you?
That's right, yes. We're up in Ironcliff Road, top of Penguin.
Right, and what sort of things do you do there? What happens there?
At the centre there, we run workshops. We've also got a community garden. Lots of different projects like that. But EcoFest is probably our biggest project for the year. So, I've been involved with it for a few years and it takes up quite a bit of my time.
So lots of demonstrations and stall holders. And I believe we can actually take a test drive of an electric car. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a really exciting addition to this year, that we're able to take advantage of the wonderful offer that the Electric Vehicle Car Club has done, where they are all offering their vehicles for test drives. So you can book a test drive on the day and take a vehicle for a test drive around the local road.
And guess what? You don't even have to pay for fuel.
That's right. Yeah, so, and you know, all these enthusiasts are there, so you can ask them all the questions. There's multiple makes of vehicles, hybrids and whatnot. So, yeah it's a great way to have a look at multiple vehicles all in the one venue.
Okay, so for people who want to go along to Camp Clayton on Saturday, what time's starting and finishing there?
So we're kicking off all the events at 9:30. So, and it goes through till 4 o'clock. So from 9:30, we've got entertainment, workshops and presentations start. We've also got children's festival happening from 10 o'clock. So, yeah, all our foodies will be operational from 9:30 as well. So, yeah, come on down, ride your bike, bring your car, bring the family, stay for the day.
Is it get your tickets, register first, or just turn up?
Either. But if you want to save time in the queues, if you pre-purchase your ticket online, you will save a bit of time. Otherwise, we're doing cash sales on the day. So, either option. It's always good to have a bit of cash in your pocket, and then you can utilise that at any of the stalls as well as card facilities.
All right. So all the information's on the website, or you got a Facebook as well, haven't you?
We have, yes. If you look up EcoFest Taz, you'll find us on Facebook and on the web, and all the ticket links are there as well, and all information about our program and presenters are available as well.
Yeah, all right, Saturday, 9:30 to 4 at Camp Clayton near Ulverston. Very good, getting bigger and better every time you do it, so well done to you and the committee, and I hope it's a good day weather-wise for you there Saturday.
Yes, we've booked in a good day weather-wise. It'll be fine, lovely.
Thanks, Cassie.
Thanks very much, Darren.